Oh, look at that. I knew something about a punk band.
Just some old fat drunk dudes jumping up and down.
This tree just planted itself right on top of the cement.
I did watch a YouTube video today.
My dad mashed potatoed
of
Enema
Chris Carrava.
Aaron doesn't know who Chris Carrava is. It's so good. That's great. We're gonna have a quick episode, and we'll do this every once in a while. We just share like some of the tunes we've been listening to, check in with everybody in between some of our more robust conversations.
Would you say these are just gonna be like a quickie?
Yeah, something.
The proper response
quickie.
Is high.
I think the trendy term is snacks. These are punk snacks.
Ooh, little, tasty little snacks.
Tasty snacks. Oh, that was a band. The Tasty Snacks.
Are we the Tasty Snacks?
Uh huh. Punk Nibbles, maybe.
Nibbles. I like that one.
I think like let's just maybe have like a moment to share just what we've been listening to, like we always do on the pod. And you know, there are some things that have been like swirling around for a while. We've all been at home. I don't know if that means you're listening to more music or less music. For me, I just kind of have stuff on all the time. I've been doing yard work, and I'm in between calls with my students, and I just kind of always have music playing around me. So Let's start off with that. I don't know if one of you guys wants to jump in first to share just what's been in your earbuds, but yeah, let's get going.
This week I've been listening to "And the Sadness Prevails" by No Motive.
Yes,
that's I hadn't heard about them until like our first episode of this, and so I looked them up, and that's that album, a record or CD. What do you want to call that? That collection of songs is incredible. I really like that CD.
Well, what year was that one put out? Is that like newer stuff or older stuff, Aaron?
Oh, let's, I don't, 99. It was originally released.
Nice. That was like 10 years ago.
10, roughly, give or take 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
20, I know.
And a cool shout out, just like we have been like kind of hit up by the guys at No Motive as well, and so we'll try and get them a little bit of a shout out when we share this out as well.
I just think that's so cool that a band that Mike brought up that you hadn't even heard of before, like just ended up like on a rotation that you chose to listen to, Aaron, and like it just hit for you. I think that's so cool. Kind of like what you did with me with Strung Out. That's pretty cool. I like that. Just a few things I listened to this week. Almost the same exact story as Mike with like, I've been doing yard work. So like music is just playing all the time. And so one day I put on a couple of Newfound Glory records because I'm more into that pop punk stuff. I think I listened to like their self-titled record as well as Sticks and Stones, like front to back. I listened to both of them a couple of times. And then I also put on Main Cell.
You're really stressing me out.
What else did you say, Jesse?
Is there too much pop in my punk, Aaron?
Absolutely.
I had a feeling you'd feel that way. That's okay. That's just, that's me being true to myself. I also listened to Mainsail. They put out like a little EP. I think it was just self-titled, honestly. And just had 4 tracks on it, and it was really well recorded, and I dig every track that's on it. And Mainsail is like a local band that we've played with, and they put out really great music. So I listened to that a bit this week. And then I also put on one of my favorite records of 2019, as well as just the whole last decade. I've told you guys about it. It is Norma Jean's newest record.
Yeah,
I listened to that. In fact, I was listening to that on while I was doing some yard work out in the backyard, and my whole family was out there with me, my wife and 2 daughters, and I was near the end of the album, so I got almost all the way through it, and then both my older daughter and my wife were like, can we listen to something else, like maybe a little like funner for us? Like the stuff you were listening to like when we were inside, which was Newfound Glory. So that's what they wanted to hear.
Are you listening? We fight so much that it makes me
Yeah, I've been listening to a bunch of Guttermouth actually. I hadn't really taken in New Car Smell because it kind of fell in that kind of like more recent era when I had found some other music, and you know, I've been listening to some kind of like post rock and some more indie rock kind of stuff lately. Nice. Like new alternative a little bit. Yeah, going back to that was like awesome, and it seems like so, I don't know if it was like a coincidental, I guess, but they're one of the main songs on that record, Soundtrack to the End of the World, like is all about like a pandemic. I think, yep, it even talks about pandemics like in the song. So I've been like blasting that a little bit while I've been doing a few things around the house, and I actually drove the other day, which was a big deal. It was like a highlight of the week that I got in my car. I went to Aaron's house and delivered some recording foam and did some like errands. My son was with me in the car, and we were just blasting music driving around San Diego with the windows down. And there aren't a lot of cars on the road, so we were blasting some Guttermouth, having a good time.
Nice. You know that they're playing in August here in San Diego at the Casbah, right?
They are. I think we put something out about that. That was one of the things you posted, that I believe. And then I was like, oh, I got to get on some Guttermouth. And so been digging around. Another thing I brought back, because I was just like thinking about some of the bands that we've been mentioning on the episodes. And there was a lesser known band. I like to bring up some of the older lesser known bands. And the funny thing is, like some of them, and I don't know if this is the case for Two Timer, but some of these bands that we've been like shouting out, they're still going. And, you know, if we can send a listener or two, I feel good about that. And so this is a band that I played with back in the day called Two Timer. You probably have not heard of them, but if anybody wants to look up Two Timer, they were, you know, kind of poppy. I think I actually may have seen them around the same time you talked about No Motive. They were kind of in that same wheelhouse of bands in the same era.
Yeah, I think I've only heard of them because you and I have been friends for so long. I remember like being in your Holtville house bedroom and like seeing a Two Timer CD sitting there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same with No Motive. Like when you brought up No Motive and you're like, oh, they're lesser known. I was like, oh, are they? Like, I thought they were a big punk band because Mike was into them and he had all their stuff in his room.
A band that I've been listening to like pretty much didn't ever really stop is Big Wig, and they were first show that I went to that was like not put on by a friend of mine or like the local skate shop, and we didn't, before we saw them, I hadn't even really heard them. I think I had maybe heard a few songs on compilations and stuff, but you know, we were 16. And we were just like, hey, we're able to leave town this weekend. Big Wig's playing at Chain Reaction. Let's go. You know, so we didn't know what we were in for. And what was really disappointing about that was that, like, there were so few people that attended that show. But Big Wig is amazing. Like, they're, I think, one of the most underrated punk bands that I listen to that I know of, you know. But they just seem to have gotten better, right? So like the first time I saw them was back in 2000, I think, when I was 16. And that was right after Stay Asleep came out.
Yeah.
You know, so I think at that point they only had Unmerry Melodies and Stay Asleep. But then they put out An Invitation to Tragedy. And I'm blanking on the other ones, but they've just gotten like better over the years, and I don't think that they have gotten the recognition that they deserve, but they keep playing, and they're really active. I know they're playing a lot on the East Coast and some in Canada, I'm pretty sure. Unfortunately, I don't think they've had a West Coast date in like a number of years, but I just have never, like, I love that band so much just because, well, they're good. I think probably part of the reason is too is that they're the first show that I really saw. As a band I've just not ever stopped listening to, though. Some just can't accept it. Some just want to reject it. Their hearts have been-
All right, so I shared another question with you guys, and I was asking what songs have kind of like popped into your playlist. When I sent it to you, I spelled it wrong, and it says what stuff has pooped into your playlist here and there. So I am interested, though. Like, we have bands where we're listening to whole albums, or we're listening to their discography kind of on shuffle and stuff like that, but are there other things that are just kind of popping in here and there? Jesse, why don't you go?
I almost always am intentional about what I'm choosing to listen to. I don't usually just like shuffle this or that or just see what comes up on Spotify. I don't really listen to music on Spotify. I've just got my whole music library and iTunes, and I definitely listen to what I want to. I don't shuffle very often, but the only thing I did shuffle this week, which was still intentional, was since my family was into the pop punk that I was playing, Newfound Glory, whatnot, I did choose I sorted my music by record label, and I just went to Drive-Thru Records and hit shuffle, because I've got, I don't know, dozens of bands from Drive-Thru Records, and so bands like Starting Line, Midtown, Early November, Steel Train, Movie Life, I Can Make a Mess Like Nobody's Business, those bands kind of popped up. And so, I mean, those are definitely bands that I would intentionally listen to, but this particular time some of them came up, and the one that caught my ear the most was the Movie Life, just because they were a little lower on my totem pole of drive-thru bands back in the day. And so that was kind of nice that they came up. One other thing I could say that did not come up on my playlist was Pulley. I did not listen to Pulley, and it's mostly just as a punishment to Aaron because he shuns my pop punk, and I want a way to get back at him.
Well, you have achieved your goal, and so now that you have done that, I think that you should just go listen to Pulley.
I think you need to challenge him. So, like, if Jesse is going to listen to Pulley today, can you commit to it, Jesse?
Yeah, I'll okay. do it. But no, you commit I want to keep punishing him.
How about we set aside our differences? You commit to listening to Pulley, maybe Matters. That's the CD, and you give me something and I will commit to listening to it today.
Oh, that almost makes me want to punish you, because I imagine that listening to Pulley isn't going to be like a punishment for my ears.
No, it's not at all.
But I feel like if I give you one of these...
Give him a good one, Jesse.
Oh my gosh.
Like any band with the name Meriwether in it.
Oh goodness, please no.
Okay, I will decide what to try to make Aaron listen to this week, and I will try to make it something that I think it's not just a big punishment. Like, I'm not going to be like, you have to listen to the entire Emotion album by Carly Rae Jepsen. I'm not going to try to put, I want to try to give him something that's like a good challenge that he wouldn't choose, but also isn't just like something that he would hate.
Shout Carly Rae.
I want to try to win him over, like, and let him see that like, there's some stuff in the pop side of punk that like, is still good. So I'll think of something while Mike shares what pooped into his playlist here and there.
Oh, Dynamite Boy. Look up Dynamite Boy.
Is that a band or an album?
It's a band. You'll like them. And you've never ever heard of them.
Well, you can't just give me too many recommendations. You gotta give me one at a time. And
I gave you two.
Matters by
That's
playing.
Not too many.
Yeah. So I will share. I have been shuffling large swaths of music lately, just to kind of intentionally get bands popping up. It was my birthday on Sunday, and you guys stopped by, which was great. And I had a massive playlist just kind of like randomly shuffling while I was sitting outside and friends were driving by for a quarantine birthday party. And Project 86 came
up. Yes!
And so I say popped in, definitely not pooped in, because I love Project 86. Project 86 came on, and then I ended up like later that night just going straight to Project 86 and listening to more of it. And so for me, that was my most memorable and I enjoyed the most popped in. Drawing Black Lines is just one of the greatest albums ever.
Yeah, dude, like, so. When I think of Project 86, I definitely don't think of, like, the genre punk. Like, they're definitely, like, a pretty... I think they were, like, given the title, like, new metal at one point, even though I wouldn't particularly do that. I think of them as more as, like, hard or heavy rock.
Or a little rap like, core. That term was kicked around quite a bit, too.
Yeah, particularly...
They were, like, a better POD.
Their, like, very first record... Oh, man. Their very first record had much more of, like, that sort of rapping vocal style than anything they put out after that. But, man, like, even though I don't think of them as punk, like, I think... The first track on Drawing Black Lines, you mentioned that record, Stein's Theme, is one of the most punk songs of all time.
Yeah, Aaron, what's been popping into your feed?
When we started talking about this, I immediately thought of three bands that in the last year have kind of popped into my Spotify shuffle. Like Jesse, I am pretty deliberate about what I listen to, but like when I'm working in the garage, oftentimes I'll just shuffle something. And
so we can agree on that, intentional listening.
Yeah, absolutely. But three bands... I've really gotten to like because of this. The first one is a band from Riverside called Hit the Switch, and they're very like super fast kind of skate punk, really, really good, have some like great leads in their songs. And I actually got to see them at the Soda Bar with Ignite like a year-ish ago, I think. But they're an incredible band that more people should be listening to. Another one is Adrenalized, which is a band from Spain. They're a Spanish band. And they're very similar, kind of skate punk, really, really fast, great lead parts. But I've gotten to like them a whole lot, and like I've kind of gone through their whole discography, and you know, they've just put out a bunch of great music. And then Waterweed from Japan.
Are they huge?
Man, you're going worldwide. Are they huge in America?
They're not. Dude, you cannot. So they put out a CD called Diffused a few months ago, definitely within the last year. And immediately I was like, oh, I got to buy this. And the only place you can get it is from like online stores in Japan. And it costs you like $30 American and then a boatload to ship it. Like you can't find it on Amazon or any of the stateside merch websites. So that's frustrating because I'd really like to be buying their music and supporting them. And I'd really like them to come to the US so that I could see them. But they're an incredible band as well that I've really gotten to love.
Like Jesse, we need to know. We need to know, like, what is the challenge for Aaron?
Okay, so I didn't have a ton of time to pick something, but what I've chosen, it's already been mentioned today, and I already had them written down, so it kind of came to mind. I don't know that, like, this is the number one thing I need Aaron to listen to, but, like, this is what came to mind when it was, like, Aaron's going to listen to something that's pretty pop punk, and it's an album by the band Midtown. They were on Drive Thru Records. I saw them a handful of times, ton of fun. And the record is called Living Well is the Best Revenge. And I choose that because, like I mentioned, it just was already on my mind. And the guitars, the rhythm guitars, just crush. They just crush. They sound fantastic. And it's just a fun record front to back. And the guitars are big, which I need.
I accept. And so are we, what was I going to say? Are we committing to listening to this today, within the next week, before the next episode? What?
Oh, dude, I'm going to listen to it more than once between now and the next time we talk, which won't be long from now, I'm sure.
Okay.
And so I had one other thing to say about it, though, is one other reason why I hadn't listened to Pulley yet was you told me, like, oh, you got to listen to Pulley. And then you're like, they haven't made any records that aren't great. And so I didn't know where to start. And you just were like, all the records. And I was like, I don't know. That's why I didn't listen to one. I didn't know which one to listen to. Now you're giving me a more specific one. That kind of helps.
So plus, he's saying it's your fault that he hasn't taken your recommendation yet, because your recommendation wasn't clear enough for him.
Yeah, you didn't narrow it down enough.
I don't know how clear I can be other than they've only made great albums. You just write down each album on slips of paper, put them in a hat, and pull them out. Or no, I think I did. In one of my texts, I told you to listen to
Pulley.
Pulley, and the title is, it's like @!!! Something like that. It's like, you know how
this
you write
is true.
Out curse words? I don't remember the exact symbols.
I do remember this.
But there's the kid holding like a torch and like a whole town behind this on fire on the cover.
All right. I can't wait to hear the review from each of you. And I love that I am like the ringmaster here. Somehow it became... Mike's just like fine with it, and so you guys can bicker. One of you, like, if you, for those of you who don't know us personally, Jesse's got a pompadour. He is of lanky build, 6'2" and a quarter, long arms, long legs. Aaron is a champion weightlifter, whose traps barely fit on the video chat screen because he's bulging everywhere, hair thin from all of his steroid use. And so I love this collision of like beefcake heavy music and pompadour hair emo pop punk. Let's get it on. Yeah, I mean, in so many ways Jesse is the Chris Caraba of this podcast. Eventually he's gonna leave us for a better podcast. He's gonna go on his own. And Aaron is Henry Rollins, who's going to punch holes in walls and become That's a right. famous actor.
Aaron, would you mind clarifying that even though you have the white supremacist look, that's not part of your...
This can't go well. It's like nothing can go well no, here.
I appreciate that because I think a lot of people might think something close to that about me, because oftentimes I have a stern demeanor. And
true,
I do have a very close haircut, and I'm a pale face, but that is my haircut choice is due to convenience, because when I was in the Navy, I did not ever want to spend time doing my hair, so I just shaved it all the time, and now I am going bald, and... I happen to be able to pull off a shaved head, so I go with it.
I agree, but can you confirm that though you have the look, it's not part of your beliefs or ideals?
Oh,
please confirm this for us all.
Yes, I confirm that my haircut has nothing to do with my ideology.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to make sure. No, just kidding. I knew it didn't, but the fact that we specifically described you that way, I wanted to make sure you had the opportunity to be like, that's not who I am. That's
I appreciate
just
that.
To be fair. If it takes them to tear the fascists down, down, down. If it takes them to tear the fascists down. I've got an exciting treat to end this episode. I've got a song to share with you guys. I've been in touch with an awesome local San Diego band here. They just had a song debut on May 3rd on 91X. They're called Nights Like Thieves. They've got an EP coming out really soon. It's called The Forgotten. I've been listening to this whole thing over and over since they gave me a little sneak peek, and I really love it. This EP has several different guest vocalists, including but not limited to Scott Sellers of Rufio and Sonny Sandoval from POD. And this record will be available everywhere music is streamed and purchased on May 8th, so definitely go listen. I want to play us out with this song called Magic Eyes, featuring Sonny Sandoval. So again, here's Nights Like Thieves. The song's called Magic Eyes off their upcoming release, The Forgotten EP. Hit it.